Yeah.
Okay, good to know. This morning's lesson passes by a chi. The Torah tells us that the Yaakov Avinu was introduced, so to speak, not for the first time, reintroduced to Yosef's children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And the Torah records that he gives a special bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, and in a certain sense, Ephraim and Manasseh become like the Shvatim. Even though they're Yaakov's grandchildren, not his children, they're Yosef's children, nevertheless, they have to be counted, at least in certain perspectives, as Reuben and Shimon, usually, like Reuben and Shimon. Ephraim and Manasseh have separate halakim in terms of the territory in Eretz Yisrael. Ephraim and Manasseh, when they dedicated the Mishkan, had a separate day for bringing the dedication karbanos and so on. Anyway, in the context of these psukim with Ephraim and Manasseh, the Torah makes the following statement. Yaakov says, the Torah first says, "Vayivorchem vayomahu lemor." And Yaakov blessed them on this day, saying, "Bechol yivorch Yisrael lemor yusimcha lokim kefraim lechin Manasseh." But also Mr. Fine with Lemanasha. That Yaakov blessed them on this day, saying, "Bechah, through you shall Israel, shall Jewish people bless, bless, saying, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chimanasha. May you, whoever the intended recipient of the brach is, may you be like Ephraim Manasseh." And the Pasuk says, "I also Mr. Fine with Lemanasha." This is after Yaakov had crossed his hands. Yosef tried to indicate that he thought he was making a mistake, and Yaakov said, "He knows what he's doing." Okay, but anyway, the phrase that we're looking at is the phrase "B'chol Yivarch Yisrael Le'mor Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chimanasseh." So there's a sefer called Rashi. Rashi first says, "What does it mean B'chol Yivarch Yisrael?" Rashi and Pasuk Kaf, "Habo Yivarch Hezbono." Any person who wants to bless his children at any time, Yivarchem Bevirchosam Yomar Yisrael No Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chimanasseh. This is what Yaakov is guiding people, that when they want to give blessings to their children, they should say to their children, the father should say to his children, "Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Bechimanasha." That's what Rashi says. Again, Habol Avarach Esbonav, anyone who wants to bless his children should use this bracha and should say, "Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Bechimanasha." And as many people know, I'm not sure how many people have that many, but many people have the custom to give such a bracha to the children every Friday night. More widespread perhaps than Arab and Kippers before, after the Suda, and before going to Shul. And that's what I want to focus on this evening, this minute, this custom to bless one's children, instead of using this bracha, but also usually what's appended, what's added, after saying Simcha Elokim Kefraim Chimanasseh, is the Pesukim of Brichas Kohanim, Recha Hashem Yishmerecha, etc. So that's what I'd like to look at this evening. There's a paper called Moshe of Zekanin. I'll refer to Moshe of Zekanin as a collection of thoughts from the Bali Hatosis. So it's obviously from, you know, early source, the time of Rishonim. So on this pasuk, in Gracious Paragraph Test, pasuk Kof, the Moshe of the Canaan says, "Tema bochem yivarch Yisrael ha'yolomar, k'desiv v'yivarchem v'yomahu." The grammar is a little strange, because l'chora, if he was talking to Ephraim and Manasseh, it should have said bochem. It says v'yivarchem, he blessed them, Yaakov blessed them, saying, "Bachem Yivarach Yisrael, through you." He's talking to two people, so it should have been a plural. Bachem Yivarach Yisrael. Right? He saw my, the Bachem Yivarach Yisrael, ain't a call of Ephraim Manasseh. So the Moshe of the Canaan says, because the Pasuk is not referring to Ephraim Manasseh at that point, rather, "El al kol Adam Yisrael." So the Yivarach has been no, Omer lives no, Bachem Yivarach Yisrael, the Yisim Chalakim Kephraim Manasseh. The Becha is kind of like when a father will come to bless his son, he'll say to his son, "Becha, by you, your son, addressing the singular, and add on the phrase, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chimanasseh." It's not exactly what we do, but that's what's brought to the Moshe of the Canaan. Operacy, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chimanasseh, Shehem Vurachim, then Yivarech Becha, Kol Yisim Yisrael, Yomel Yisrael, Becha Musab Al Zerah, so Yisrael, Kol Yisim Yisrael, etc. Dora Acher, Becha Yivarech Yisrael, in Toma, where do we see that people talk to do this? At a pasuk, that's indicated that people want to give blessings to their children, so they should give blessings to their children by comparing them, or blessing them should be like Ephraim Manasseh. Again, the play on the word Bechor. Where do we see this? Says the Balatosis, Yeshlomar, the Anshei Mizrach Osim Kain, Kishamalim Esbenayim. The people from the east, Oriental Jews, I guess, from Sardis Jews, perhaps, do this at the day of the Brit Milah, Kishamalim Esbenayim. Omer lo yirotzum shetia och l'shiva v'gam l'shmoni. You should be for 7 and for 8. Now what does that mean? The Apostle from Kohelet can say that the shiva v'gam l'shmoni, which some say refers to the bris milah, 7 is the week, and 8 is l'malah l'teva beyond, which you have to go through Shabbat, then you have bris milah. But the reference here is Pierce, Ephraim hu shivii, u'menashe hu shmini. Ephraim is the 7th and Menashe is the 8th. With regards to what? The Karbonos Chanukah Samizbeah. We had a few weeks ago on Hanukkah, when they dedicated the Mishkan at the time of the completion of the Mishkan, so starting with Chodesh Nisan, they had every day a different Shevet came forward, a different Shevet's representatives came forward, a representative of the Sigma came forward and offered a carbon on behalf of his tribe. The Yehuda was on the first day, Yisachar on the second, the Omar Rishon is this, the Omar Sheni is that one. So the Omar Shmi was Ephraim, and the Omar Shmini is Menashe. So apparently, the Balei Tosfos quote that some had a minhag on the day of the birth, they would say to the child, you should be like 7 and 8. What even 7 and 8? It means Ephraim and Menashe, because they were the 7th and the 8th, respectively, in terms of the Karbonos of the Chanukah and there. Alohachi Amin and Hodul Hashem Kitov, the Birkas Mila, Yishum Dikashka, the Tziv Kitov, Gavim Mila, Vakesh Kitovu, the Dorak. So, and we also add the phrase Hodul Hashem Kitov, by Mila, and so on. So here we have a source for a time to two things, really. Number one, we see that it's in the Pasuk is understood. Rashi really said that already. The Balei Tosfos elaborate. The Pasuk is understood as teaching us that when a father wants to bless his child, when a father wants to bless his child, he should bless him using this bracha, Yisimcha Elokim Kefar Mechim Menashe. And again, that's what the Bechor is addressing those people. And number two, we see that at least at one time, there was a practice to do this actually on the day of the Bris Milah. Now there is a collection of Midrashim called the Medrash Lekach Tov, sometimes called Sikta Zutrasor. So here on this pasuk it says, Vayivarachim Vayomahu Lemor, Vecha Yivarach Yisrael Lemor Ledoros. What's the Lemor in this pasuk? Vayivarachim Vayomahu Lemor. The extra word Lemor. She just say, he blessed him on this day, and the father blessed him. Kohen, what's the Lemor? So Lemor, they have the drasha here in the Sikta Zutrasor, is Ledoros. Yisim Chalakim Kefan Lechimnasha. So again, this Midrashic source already understands that this pasuk is an instruction. I wouldn't call it a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, but it's somehow an instruction that a father wants to bless his child, to bless him with doros, all generations, using this phrase, B'chol Yivarach Yisrael, Yisim Chalakim Kefan Lechimnasha. And then he also adds, V'hecha Matzil Shisom Yisparkim Minyan Zeh, Yisim Chalakim Lechimnasha Lemila. Where do we see this practice done? The time of the Mishmila. Sheyisrael omen yehi hayel ba'avu imo yehi ach l'shiva v'gam l'shmona elu Ephraim anasa shekiba karbon esim v'shiva shmi shenemar v'o mashin atzul ibnei Ephraim v'o mashin atzul ibnei Menashe. Ephraim is before Menashe there, Ephraim is before Menashe here. So anyway, again, basically the same idea that we find in the Moshe of the Canaan. This is concealed with an earlier source, but what I brought this in is to demonstrate this drasha that it's a sort of a practice encouraged l'doros. Similarly, in the same say for the Medrash Lekach Tov, the Sikta Zutrasor over there in Parashas Noso, on the Tzukim regarding the Karbonos, it says also, Mikan nahodu lomer bishat hamila, yehi ak l'shir l'gav l'shom, l'shmono l'kayim ha-shenemar, l'chol yivarch yisro, l'emo yishim chalokim kefar m'chim nasha. This is the source of the practice that some people have on the day of the Bris Milah of giving a special bracha to the child, Yisim Chalokim Kefraim Lechimnasha. Now, in our pasuk itself, of course, there is no reference to Bris Milah, but that somehow was the practice, and in fact, in the Targum Yonas and Menuzil, on this pasuk, right here, Perek Mentesh, pasuk Chaf, the Targum Yonas says, Uvarichinu Biyoma Ahula Meimar, Yaakov blessed his children on this day. But he said to Yosef, Baruch Yosef, Baruch, through you, my son Yosef, Yivarchim Beis Yisrael Yash Yinuka B'yoma D'mahuta. It's in the Targum Yonas and Mizriel. L'mei Ma Yashina Hashem Kefayim Lechim Nasir. So apparently this was the practice, again, the Yoma, Yoma D'Yinuka, the day of the Bris Milah. Okay, so we now have at least a source in the Chumash, in the Roshim, for the concept of blessing children using this particular bracha, the bracha of Yisim Chalakim Kefraim Lechim Menashe. I mentioned at the beginning, some people have the practice of doing so on Friday evening in an Erev Kippur. Let's see if we can find some mekoros for that, because again, the only sources we have that I saw in terms of Rishonim are these sources that identify this bracha specifically as the day of the Bris Mila. I don't think among Ashkenazim we do that at all. I don't recall doing it. When my boys were born, I don't recall seeing it particularly, but that again, apparently that was, or is, an old minute, and it could be that it's still observed today. Perhaps not to pay attention next time by a Sardis or see if they don't do it. But that is the original source. I don't have, frankly, a source for an early source anyway, in the classic poskim that I found for the idea of blessing the children on Friday night with this bracha. Again, we have the Bris Mila source. The Magen Avraham, I forgot to bring it up from downstairs, but take my word for it. The Magen Avraham says, in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes, the Tukos Tisha B'Av, make the following statement, a one-line statement from the Magen Avraham in the Sukkot Aleph. He says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzoi Shabbos, which it sometimes does, you don't bless the kids that night. That's the one line, according to the Maharil. Now with that, I looked at the Maharil, I couldn't find it, because it doesn't prove anything, but I didn't see it in the Maharil that I have. Apparently, based on that Magen Avraham, we can deduce that there was a practice to bench kids on Motzoi Shabbos. Because the Magen Avraham feels it necessary to say that when Tisha B'Av is Motzoi Shabbos, you don't bench your kids. I guess some people say that's Avdolah. Yes, so there are people today that are, yeah. Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they do. It makes sense. They usually try and follow the Maharil. Right after Avdolah. So it makes sense. Yet there's a tend to follow the Maharil. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I don't think that's what the Magen Avraham meant. But there could be. But okay, so there you have a makor for blessing children on Motzoi Shabbos. There is a peel, the song that some people sing on Motzei Shabbos, Hamabdu Mekodesh Hachol, so it says, Zareinu Lechastena Yarek Hachol. There's a reference to Zareinu, our children, maybe that connects somehow to that minute. Again, it must be in the Maharad, I wouldn't say that I did a thorough search at all, I looked at the picture, but I noticed it right away. But the Magen Avraham does bring that practice down, not to bench kids. I don't think the Magen Avraham mentions elsewhere, yes, to do it on Motzei Shabbos, but from the fact that he tells us not to do it, it's miserable, so we can deduce that there was such a practice in general on Motzei Shabbos to do it. As far as other occasions are concerned, so we do find... What's that? I have a side that says, I don't know, it could be... I don't have the 8 dozen exact signs that said, no. I don't think we have those yet. We do find the following other occasions there, we do bless children, although it doesn't say anything about using this particular pasuk, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, in the Sefer Matei Ephraim. Matei Ephraim is a sefer which is written by Ephraim Zalman Margolios on Inyanim related to Rosh Hashanah Kippur and a little bit about Sukkot, and it's considered really in some ways, the Mr. Brewer sort of considered like the final word in terms of Minhagim for Yom Noron. Mishru often quotes from the Matei Ephraim in Hufus Yom Noron. But anyway, so the Matei Ephraim from the Tav Kuf Pei Gimel brings a practice in Sif Aleph that Achar HaTfilah, after davening on Rosh Hashanah night, Niftar Levoteihem, people go home after Shul, Shalom, Mubarakim Habonim. So the Matei Ephraim quotes the minute on Rosh Hashanah night, you come home from Shul and you give a bracha to the children, and so on. Again, he does not say anything about these Tzuki, the Shincha, the Kinka, and the Menasha. I should stress that Magen Avraham I mentioned before, and maybe Maharil, not to bless the kids on Motzei Shabbos if it's Tisha B'Av, he also doesn't say the text of the bracha. So far, the only source that we have for the particular text of the bracha, including the Kosh of Marseille, the Shincha, the Kinka, and the Menasha, is that those Midrashim, the Targum Yonasim, who mentioned this minute, that say that they have a Bris Mila. Which apparently some people do. But all you have here in the Matei Prime is to bless the children. She is called the cross of the Chasim of Chaim Tov. So I think we do that. We say, L'shara Tovah Tikah Seva Sefer Seima Alto Chaim Tov L'shom. So we do that. I don't know that we necessarily, or that people necessarily quote that also to be Simcha Kim Kefran Chanash. However, a little bit later, in some tough race, you test in 6 days in the Matei Prime, the Simonim in the Matei Prime follow the Shulchan Aruch. So it says as follows, Nahagu Sheha'om Ra'ein Mivarchim Et B'neihem Terem Lechem Beis HaKnesset. This is talking about now Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, from what they find dreams, that the minute is for parents to bless their children before they go to shul, Umaatu Brahu Gam Kenki Khosal Khan told him the Shaliban Nakhon Viras Hashem, the Yasim Bilvogo, Avos of Yosu Lake Sholem, Ko Echat Kipi Mark Libo, the Shin Lashano, Sofik, Haknunin, the Bathi Udmos. Right? Every person, in accordance with his thinking and his ability to speak, says at that time, before going to shul, right before, you know, Chomizir, before going to shul, should bless his children in accordance with his, you know, ability to take tefillos and so on. And, Agam Zeh, Ma'orim Haban Rabbanu, Shiyoko B'derek Kovim, it's good Musa. The children, they should follow and so on in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Tzadikim, Ki Ba'isa Hi, Morok Uvavam, Eina Tzadikim. Because at that moment, everybody is trembling, everybody's, you know, a little bit nervous about going to shul for Yom Kippur, Eina Tzadikim, V'hadvorim Osim Roshim, Enoch, Nisnachim, L'Lei Z'Yoshim. Let the words go into the hearts of the children. He mentioned as well, many people go, people go to other tzaddikim in town of Gemara, and they ask, you know, for brachas for the children at that time as well. And the vaccine of him, she followed out of the Makadosh, and they ask people to dam for the children of the Makadosh, etc., etc. So all of this is mentioned in this, in the Matek rhyme over here. Once again, there is no particular reference here to the Tzukim of Yisrael Chalakim Kefraim of Menashe. What's interesting is, though, that just pay attention to the words of Elin Nahagu Sheha'av V'ha'ein Nevarach HaNesvereyim. It mentions both the father and the mother. That's what brings in the Matei Ephraim. The Elif HaMateh, which is one of the commentaries in the Matei Ephraim, so in Sukkot and Hay, he writes, why? Shematzino Be'avos Ha'olam Shebirchu B'neim L'tnei Mosam. We find that the Avos, right, at least that's the whole rest of Parshas Vayechi, it wasn't just Ephraim and Asher that were recipients of brachas from today's Seder, all the other 12 sons also got brachas. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu Avosam, Moshe Rabbeinu before his death, Parshas was also a brachah, gave brachas to everybody. Why? Look, Isha Ozni, it's Allah B'kushi Yaseva, Machshava Tahora, and so on, you're in a mood of holiness and so on, of Knuyim Yisgo HaMazeh, you're not worried about all of Mazeh matters anymore, on his deathbed. Now, here's what he says, and that's the one source, the Lachain Nagu Levar Chabonim B'Shabbos. Elif Lamaseh, again, in Achronim, writes, this is the same reason why many people have the minute to give the children a bracha on Shabbos as well. Why? Because your machshava is free of various, you know, other concerns. Shabbos, not worried about the business, not worried about running here and going there. You have three phone calls to make and such, you know, sense of sense of people. You know, Shabbos is a more relaxed time. So just like the Matthew Ephraim says, that on Erev and Kippur, people are not concerned with, you know, mundane matters at that particular time. And just like Erev Lamata says that many of the Avos were the Avos right before their death, and they were no longer, you know, involved in thinking of simple daily matters, that was an appropriate time. So he says, so too, Lachay Nagu Levar Chabonim B'Shabbos, because of the same reason, and that's why Erev and Kippur as well, etc. So here we find at least a makor for the concept of giving a bracha to the children on Shabbos as well. Again, I stress, to my knowledge, it doesn't appear in the regular, it doesn't appear in the regular sources, like not in the Rambam, it's not in the regular Sahara, but now at least we can come up with one, you know, one possible source. The Chai Adam, one of the great poskim, you know, in the early, probably 1800s, the Chai Adam writes in Klal Kuf Mem Dal, that Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Seif Yud Tes, Haminah Levar Chachabonim Kodem Shenichnosim Leveis HaKnesses, Shoz Parchal Nusayom, Vesharei Rachamim Nisachim, at that moment the gates of mercy have been opened, it's just about Yom Kippur, V'hanusach Shalom Levarchim Yesim Chalokim Nechulei. The Chai Adam mentions already in the early 1800s, the Chai Adam mentions that in fact the Nusaf of the Brach, on earth, the Matthew Ephraim didn't say, but the Chai Adam mentions this practice, at least on Erev and Kippur, to say the Tzukum Yisimcha, the phrase Yisimcha Tzetzu from our parsha, and then the Hirot from the Tzavirat Shabbat Shemayim, Shekhid Yitin Belucha, also the Hirot, so it's on a whole text, which I think is the text that's printed. I think most Mazorim have right before COVID, they have Birchas Avonim. Various organizations send out little cards and little papers that have the Birchas Avonim on it, right? And so this is the Chai Adam quotes the entire text, a very beautiful tefillah. But again, it's really, huh? Yes, so he doesn't say that right now, but we'll see, others do mention it. He doesn't mention it, but I think the Mazorim...
Some people don't mind, I mean the briskers don't.
Don't like it. I'll get to that point also. The Chayav does not mention here, anyway, the Brachos Kohanim, but he does mention Yisimcha v'chule, and then this whole text of the Hirotzo. As far as women, as far as girls are concerned, so in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, from Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, see if Tes Zayin, Haminet Sha'av V'ha'ein, again he mentions the mother, Mevorchas Habonos, bless the sons and the daughters, Kodem Shem Chosman Beis HaKnesh, and so on, and they make the Shetilah, let me just find it. He says, the Nitzach HaBrocha is, Yisimcha V'chulei, Yivarechacha, etc. So he does mention, Yisimcha and Yivarechacha, and he also mentions, just a moment, I thought he was going to mention that for a girl you change, he's saying, Yisimcha V'chulei, Yivarechacha, etc. I don't know if that's here, but it was here. Because he mentions the Gam HaBoni V'HaBonos, but I guess you understand double cross, you have to change the text. I thought he mentioned the parish. I saw the parish someplace, but I don't see it now. But anyway, so Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I bring it in because he also mentions Yivarechacha, the psukim from Birchas Kohanim. One other time, a little bit later in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, that's an inhagim of a wedding at a chuppah. It says, Noagin Sha'avos Akrov Mitzetzim Mivarchim Es Hakalo. There's also some kind of a minig to bless the children. I think some people do. Now the father, right by the Badekin, is very often to say, to say that he took it. I don't know what the different minhagim, but he mentions that here as well. Okay, so again here, other than that one source in the Elif HaMata, we didn't necessarily see that it was a practice on specifically on Friday nights, but the concept of Erev and Kippur, and perhaps at a wedding other time, you find that this pasuk mentioned as something to say to the I mentioned that before. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil, that when they're physical, you don't say it. So from there, you know, I'm the Slav Yeah. So I mentioned before. The only source that I found that specifically mentions Shabbos is a sefer called Ma'avar Yavok. Ma'avar Yavok is a sefer most known related to Avelus. It's written by from Aaron Berechem Modina, that's in the early 1600s, so it's an early Achronim work. And the Ma'avar Yavok is, if you look and learn Hilchos Avelos, they all very often quote and argue from the Ma'avar Yavok. They bring from the Munkat Rebbe, Ha'olam Eina Mevina, Abdusha Ha'Sefer Ma'avar Yavok. It's a shame that people don't understand the importance of this sefer. He was a very big fan of this sefer. Anyway, in the Ma'avar Yavok, in the section called Shitzei Renanos Perek Mem Gimel, it says as follows. Amru Beperek Yiludvanim, Kishe Yosim Adam Yodo Arosho Ha'kofim Mizborach Shemem Arishach Yisoh Yodo. You'll see that he mentions our pasuk, and he says, you're supposed to place your hand, why? Because Kiliyat Adam Tesrov Prokin, in a hand there are 15, we call them knuckles, it was joints, I guess would be a good translation. Kaminyan tes vav tevos of Brichas Kohanim. It's just like there are 15 words, you can count them up, there are 15 words in Brichas Kohanim, 3, 5, and 7. Lomar yachulu aros habrochas of the social psukim elu shen tes vav. Umina levarach the Shabbos kodesh. He quotes the minig, and again that's the earliest source that I found, that talks about the minig, or the minig on Shabbos kodesh, with frat the lele Shabbos, especially Friday night when Shabbos starts. So Shabbos matzah, so shehin bina. Now he goes into Kabbalistic concepts, and that's not my area, but it's bina, and the different things, sometimes the soul, okay, whatever it is. But he mentions this specific idea. And he also mentions that some people quote the pasuk. It's actually quoted in the Mazor and Kippur. Menachal Avu Achach Movina Rochetzer Gura Rochdasi Es Hashem. And that's another Kabbalistic reason. Anyway, we do have a source now from the early 1600s for the practice of specifically giving a bracha to one's children on Friday nights.
Okay, and he
starts off, again, I said, starts off with the Pesuk of Mar Parsha. So that is a possible, but probably the earliest source of Yemen Isla. Similarly, the act of ending, a little more well-known, a little more later authority, the act of ending in his sitter on Hagas Leil Shabbos, on Hagas Leil Shabbos in Old Zion, Min Hagam So Yisrael Levarech Hayeladim Leil Shabbos. It's a minute to bless the children on Friday night. Echad Ha'olos, Echad Rabbanim. Of course, not like the father, but the Rabbanim. So also give blessing to the children on Friday night. Acha HaTzilah, either right after the Tzilah, or the Chisra Labayit, you go into the house. Why? So Oz Chal HaShef of Royal HaShif HaLeyaladim, he could say, he could come from my fam. Again, there's a time of Bracha, so the Bracha will flow at that point. And Gam Ha'bonim HaGdolim HaKavim Bracha, not just the little children. Even adult children, if you're with your father, the meaning is to receive a bracha of a nachavu. And he writes, Umanichin beizidayim aloshayim. Put both hands on the head of the child. Kemosh matzim b'cholam bracha. My guru is fine by brachas. Kederach shenor Moshe Rabbeinu l'shem ayin yachad. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu gave smichat Yeshua, he placed both his hands. And the Pasuk Chazal compliment Moshe. Hashem just told him to put the hands. He put two hands. He did it with a grace, with enthusiasm. It's a kach royal b'varach olam. The chayin noag and brichas kohanim raised their line. That's when the kohanim raised their two hands and it says brichas kohanim. Always two hands. The chayin matzin of the malachim leil erev shabbos. He ties this in to the famous gemara. We say shalom aleichem on Friday night for the malachim. What malachim? So the gemara says in shabbos that malachim come to a person's house and if the table is all set, they give a person a bracha. And it says there too, shemanichim yedem al rosh ha'shalom tenorachmos. So they also put their hands on the head. And umasimatina bi Yaakov vina sabircha prime and asha ko echa biyad echa. But I, Yaakov vina, only put one hand because there were two boys there, two young men there. I only put one hand on each. Yeah, because he said it was not because lo sahasa eno sarakasam. I mean, I have to know the way to do it. I mean, there are two people there, so you've got to put one hand on each. And he goes into that a little bit. We don't have to read the whole thing. But anyway, he said this is the proper thing to do. And he says, that is the minig, and the chen hoya minig avi mori, our chacham zal, his father, the chacham tzvi, that's what he did. The lo kechasre das, not like the people who lack knowledge, the ignorant people, shechoshim sheyesh kepe belavor of dafka biyad echa, biyad echa, who dafka for only one hand. So they are dying with Rosh Hashanah, and the omen of Rosh Hashanah is to the Prime Minister, Yom Rechah, etc. Okay, then you can hear your own book. So
you
know you're saying Rosh Hashanah. Right, I want to go into that problem in a moment. So anyway, I remember the song you did, the Yom Rechah, has considered this minute, huh? Oh, is that true? Blue? Oh, I couldn't, that wasn't familiar. Okay, it's possible. The what? Or maybe he did it, so he didn't do it. Okay, that's another issue. But anyway, that's the the practice of the Yaakov. And then again, those are the sources, the principal sources that we found for the Mavra Yavok and the Yaakov Ender. It's interesting, just as an aside, but it's related to the subject, obviously, that they're hatred as well. You know, Chaim's from Reish Samach Dalet. And Reish Samach Dalet, I'm going to form a first to it later, but Reish Samach Beis. Reish Samach Beis, Seif Dalet, he writes, just a moment, I'm sorry, Reish Samach Beis, the cotton day. The Bar Hakeh writes, Yenase Yidei Imo Belel Shabbos Kin Shehim Nivarechas also. You should kiss the hand of your mother on Friday night when she gives you a bracha. Again, with the mother giving the bracha. The soda mavur b'vibra ha'arizal. The soda of this, the secret of this, is explained in the writings by Arizal. Okay, again, I'm not familiar. But the Bar Hakev, again, although he does not quote saying the Simcha of Kim Kifranash or anything, but he does mention this is in the dinim of, you know, Reishon Beis, to come back to, you know, the table she set, etc. The Vol Beis HaKnesses Yimnashi Kidei Imo B'Lil Shabbos. Apparently, again, Bar Hakev as well had this notion of the mother giving a bracha, and he mentions kissing the mother of the time she gives the bracha. So now we already have, at least in terms of later authority, some later authority, the Mavra Yavok in the 1600s, the Dan Emden in the 1700s, and the Bar Hakev, now they're all referring to the minig to give a bracha to the children on Friday night as well. You know, the earlier sources, as I said before, only seem to identify by the Smila and perhaps an Erdem Kippur, but that certainly has become, I guess it's become a more popular practice. So I want to look now, for the remainder of the time that we have,
Now that we know that there is such a minhag, again, many people follow it, there are some interesting questions that come up with regard to the performance of this minhag. One is a simple question, the Gemara says in a few places, Allah is, that you're not permitted to split up a pasuk. We have called pasuk or pasuk most, and we don't say half sukkim. A pasuk is an entity by itself, we're not supposed to say half sukkim. So that's an old question, I think we may have discussed it in the past. On other occasions, you know, we don't chop up and just quote half sukkim. An old question about by here and by vote in Kiddush. At the middle of the process, some people are mocked to start kiddush. By our kimas kolas shasar, and they told me, "Oh, by every loke yomash, you should not to quote half a pasuk." But there are other occasions where this comes up, and it comes up on a fast day, when they're super on a parakah, and it's only half a pasuk. Some people are nervous about that. Okay, so it's brought down, huh? So it was also Torah. Some people write, "No, then that's the second half. Alfi Hashem beyond Moshe is half a pasuk." Those are Torah shes from him. So that's something to stop. Those are Torah shes from Moshe, huh? Those are Torah shes from him. If Alfi Hashem Yachon, Alfi Hashem Torah shes stress us and some more. Alfi Hashem beyond the pasuk. That's all this. So what about here? You see, we call the king of Ephraim Asher, the middle of the pasuk. The whole pasuk again. How can we do that? So the pasuk answer is. No, that pasuk says to say it. Bechol yivarek yisrael. That's the point. That's not half a pasuk. That's exactly what it says to say. That's not in print. I'm sure people say it. There's a sefer called Derech Sicha. Now they printed now a lot of things in Chaim Kanievsky that people like me end up buying. But the truth of the matter is, some are not worth as much as others because some.